Section 44, Being Good Citizens. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, verses 21 through 22, and verses 26 through 28. Section 98, verses 4 through 10, and Section 134. The 12th Article of Faith, Our Heritage, pages 133 through 134. Church leaders have encouraged us to be good citizens and to strengthen our communities and nations. There are many ways to be good citizens. These include participating in government or political processes, obeying the law, and serving in our communities. What are the purposes of civil governments? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 1, verses 6 through 8, and verse 11. What can you do as a citizen to help fulfill these purposes of government? What is our responsibility regarding the laws of the land? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22, section 98, verses 4 through 6, section 134, verses 5 through 6, and the 12th Article of Faith. How can parents, teachers, and leaders teach children to obey the laws of the land? How should we treat public servants such as law enforcement officers and other civil officials? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 3 and verse 6. How can you show your appreciation for their efforts? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 27. How can you become anxiously engaged in good causes in the community? Scripture chain, being a responsible citizen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 21. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22, section 134, verse 1, and the 12th Article of Faith. Scriptures relating to section 44, Being Good Citizens. Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 1, verses 6 through 8, and verse 11. 1. We believe that governments were instituted of God for the benefit of man, and that He holds men accountable for their acts in relation to them, both in making laws and administering them, for the good and safety of society. 6. We believe that every man should be honored in his station, rulers and magistrates as such, being placed for the protection of the innocent and the punishment of the guilty, and that to the laws all men show respect and deference, as without them peace and harmony would be supplanted by anarchy and terror, human laws being instituted for the express purpose of regulating our interests as individuals and nations, between man and man, and divine laws given of heaven, prescribing rules on spiritual concerns for faith and worship, both to be answered by man to his Maker. 7. We believe that rulers, states, and governments have a right and are bound to enact laws for the protection of all citizens in the free exercise of their religious belief. But we do not believe that they have a right in justice to deprive citizens of this privilege, or proscribe them in their opinions, so long as a regard and reverence are shown to the laws, and such religious opinions do not justify sedition nor conspiracy. 8. We believe that the commission of crime should be punished according to the nature of the offense, that murder, treason, robbery, theft, and the breach of the general peace in all respects should be punished according to their criminality and their tendency to evil among men by the laws of that government in which the offense is committed, and for the public peace and tranquility, all men should step forward and use their ability in bringing offenders against good laws to punishment. 11. We believe that men should appeal to the civil law for redress of all wrongs and grievances where personal abuse is inflicted or the right of property or character infringed, where such laws exist as will protect the same. But we believe that all men are justified in defending themselves, their friends and property, and the government from the unlawful assaults and encroachments of all persons in times of exigency, where immediate appeal cannot be made to the laws and relief afforded. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22. 21. Let no man break the laws of the land, for he that keepeth the laws of God hath no need to break the laws of the land. 22. Wherefore be subject to the powers that be, until he reigns, whose right it is to reign, and subdues all enemies under his feet. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verses 4 through 6. 4. And now verily I say unto you concerning the laws of the land, it is my will that my people should observe to do all things whatsoever I command them. 5. And that law of the land, which is constitutional, supporting that principle of freedom and maintaining rights and privileges, belongs to all mankind, and is justifiable before me. 6. Therefore I, the Lord, justify you and your brethren of my church in befriending that law, which is the constitutional law of the land. Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verses 5 through 6. 5. We believe that all men are bound to sustain and uphold the respective governments in which they reside, while protected in their inherent and inalienable rights by the laws of such governments, and that sedition and rebellion are unbecoming every citizen thus protected, and should be punished accordingly, and that all governments have a right to enact such laws as in their own judgments are best calculated to secure the public interest, at the same time, however, holding sacred the freedom of conscience. 6. We believe that every man should be honored in his station, rulers and magistrates as such, being placed for the protection of the innocent and the punishment of the guilty, and that to the laws all men show respect and deference, as without them peace and harmony would be supplanted by anarchy and terror. Human laws being instituted for the express purpose of regulating our interests as individuals and nations, between man and man, and divine laws given of heaven, prescribing rules on spiritual concerns for faith and worship, both to be answered by man to his Maker. The 12th Article of Faith. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verses 3 and 6. 3. We believe that all governments necessarily require civil officers and magistrates to enforce the laws of the same, and that such as will administer the law in equity and justice should be sought for and upheld by the voice of the people, if a republic, or the will of the sovereign. 6. We believe that every man should be honored in his station, rulers and magistrates as such, being placed for the protection of the innocent and the punishment of the guilty, and that to the laws all men show respect and deference, as without them peace and harmony would be supplanted by anarchy and terror. Human laws being instituted for the express purpose of regulating our interests as individuals and nations, between man and man, and divine laws given of heaven, prescribing rules on spiritual concerns for faith and worship, both to be answered by man to his Maker. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 27. Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause, and do many things of their own free will, and bring to pass much righteousness. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, being a responsible citizen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 21. They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 1, and the 12th Article of Faith. End of the Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, being a responsible citizen. End of section 44, Being Good Citizens.